Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today is Thursday, January 26th. I'm Bill Ryan. Here's what's trending on Q104. We are under a winter weather advisory right now. Cuyahoga, Ashland, and Geauga counties. That is in effect until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. On the lookout for snow, and depending on where you are, maybe just another inch or more if you're in the snow belt. And, of course, potential slippery roads. Facebook and Instagram parent Meta said yesterday it will restore former President Donald Trump's personal account in the coming weeks, ending a two-year suspension it imposed in the wake of the January 6th insurrection. In a statement, Meta said the public should be able to hear what their politicians are saying, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The newly formed Community Police Commission held their first ever meeting last night. They will be responsible for the conduct and oversight of the Cleveland Police Department, making decisions on discipline for police misconduct. They will handle police recruitment and training and make policy recommendations on processes and procedures. The Greater Cleveland Sports Awards happened last night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Jose Ramirez of the Guardians won Professional Athlete of the Year, and the best moment of the year went to the Guardians for their entire season, winning the division and their playoff run. Manager Terry Francona accepted the award last night on behalf of the team. So he had a really good day yesterday, especially after getting his scooter back earlier in the day. The Cavs are still on the road. They're in Houston tonight to play the Rockets. Tip off at 8 p.m. That's what's trending on Q104.
Waking you up every morning. I said, waking you up.
I'm up.
Q104 plays the hits. Just a few weeks. Rihanna, Super Bowl halftime show.
Sure is. I'm excited.
Now, I just had to make a mental note to myself.
Of how to say her name correctly.
Did you see this on people.com this morning?
Yeah, I feel like there's always been two arguments on how you say Rihanna or Rihanna's name, and I honestly don't know which one's correct.
Okay, we're going to go through this article in just a few minutes. Let's do a Hollywood dirt sheet with Morgan right now.
Nikki Bella is explaining why she wore John Cena's wedding dress in her ceremony with Artem Chigvinstev. So Nikki Bella married Artem last August, but actually wore the wedding dress she bought while she was engaged to John Cena. Nikki tells Us Weekly that she wore it because it reflects how strong she is as a woman. Here's what she had to say.
Like, Brie was like, absolutely not. But I was like, I don't understand that. Like, why is that an absolutely not? Because I'm in the public eye, so it's fine for someone who's not on TV. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, that's not fair.
She also joked that Artem was happy to have saved some money not spending on another dress.
Speaking of celebrities' names that are difficult to pronounce, that was a tough one for you.
Artem Chigvinstev. Yeah, it's not the easiest. Harry Styles was spotted with his high school girlfriend. The singer was spotted in London yesterday walking alongside Ellis Calcutt, who is rumored to have been his girlfriend from high school. Although Instagram posts from Ellis's account show that she was engaged last March, the last Instagram that she had with her apparent fiancé was from last June. And as for Harry Styles, he and Olivia Wilde reportedly broke up last November after dating for 2 years. And the royal family is considering a truce ahead of King Charles's coronation. A royal expert says it's possible but difficult since both sides want apologies. The royal expert cautions that if there is a peace found, it may just be temporary as tensions are high. One sign that things aren't really good with the royals right now, the coronation is set for May 6th of this year. That is the same day as Harry and Meghan's son Archie's 4th birthday. Here's what we can watch on TV tonight. Celebrity Jeopardy and The Parent Test is on ABC, Hell's Kitchen. And Welcome to Flatch is on Fox. All of your Law and Orders are on NBC. And Million Dollar Listing LA is on Bravo. And Nikki Bella Says I Do series premiere is on E! You can see that wedding dress. Everything else you need, Hollywood and more, always at Q104.com and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.